You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So you got Dame and Giannis together and Dame trying to, for the first time in his career, being able to kind of see the finals, maybe see the finals. Whereas you knew in Portland, it wasn't going to happen. He was going to get past the first round.
Right.
Maybe you try talking about this. But right now, you're looking at the East and you look at him and Giannis together. I think that everybody in this scenario is happy, except some of these teams right now in the East. Boy, it puts a lot of pressure on the Celtics. The energy that Dame has, man, I can't imagine if he gets Dame time late in games. Giannis doesn't have to score every basket. I think it could be a match made in heaven.
That's a closer, okay? That's a bona fide closer.
He's a closer.
That Giannis is going to be playing with, you know, easily his best teammate.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
Now, see, this is why I love the NBA, Max. These type of surprises. This is what I'm in it for, okay? This is why the NBA is unlike any other a professional league in the U.S., man. What a day. What a surprise. It's a new episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. We had to record this episode as soon as possible because we want your reaction, Max. Obviously, he's Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. Damian Lillard heading to the East Coast, but isn't the team that he asked for, Max. He's not going to sunny South Beach down in Miami. No, no, no. He's going up. He's going way, way north of that, all the way up to
Milwaukee. I'm gonna do like, let me do my thing right now. Let me do my Ric Flair.
Your favorite.
This is off the chain. And kudos to Milwaukee, because Milwaukee didn't necessarily give up as much as you might think when you think about Jrue Holiday and a couple other pieces. But does this ripple effect, this arms race, somehow come to the Boston Celtics? And you look at Jrue Holiday, who went to Portland, and Portland really doesn't want Jrue Holiday.
Yeah, look at massive
opportunity now for the Celtics to reverse ship and come and get Jrue Holiday.
Yeah,
it's going. This is Brad. As people say right now, I've seen several comments about this. I said, Brad, you're next. It's your time to make a move.
It's his move, right? Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, that was that's what the talk's been around the city, right? You know, it's Jrue Holiday next. Is that a move the Celtics can pull off right now? And if you look at the numbers, it's technically possible, but you're going to give up a lot. And we'll get into that in a little bit, Max. But I just want to get back to this trade, because I want to know how you feel about it when you think about those guys coming together in Milwaukee, going up against Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, and the Celtics. How much fear does this team strike if you're a Celtics fan?
I don't know. And I see, because I'm a huge fan of Dame Lillard. Huge fan. I mean, Dame Lillard is one of the best players I've seen in generations. When I think about when he could have played in the 80s and his ability to take over a game, his nasty attitude, his leadership. I like the fact he's coming in with Giannis. I think it's going to be a great move. Now, what do you lose in translation? He is not the defender that Drew Holiday was. Drew Holiday was a lockdown. I'm going to score 20, but I'm going to limit my guy to 20 points or whatever. That isn't Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard can give you 40, but you might get 30 on him. So it looks good because Milwaukee didn't have to give up much. Giannis is probably going to be happy. You're catching two guys right now, you know, in their prime. Give Portland kudos for not running the brakes off of Dame Lillard. How many times we've seen that at the end of the season, we're shutting Dame down with 20 games to go. We're shutting Dame down with 15 games to go. I think he has a lot of tread on those tires, but how he fits in and how they defend defensively, that's gonna be a whole nother story because Milwaukee had at the end last year had problems scoring the basketball. Who was Dame Lillard in the fourth quarter? Let me do it.
I'll do it with you.
Dame time. So he brings a swagger. He brings a confidence. This reminds me of the Kevin Garnett trade to the Boston Celtics, except Kevin probably was a little bit older at that time.
Was he? I was going to say he might have been a year or two younger.
Younger? No.
Yeah.
How old is Dame? Dame is 30. Is 30, two. 32. I think Kevin was.
We 30, no? 30. 31.
I don't know. I have to look back and check on that. But it still reminds me of that, except Kevin Garnett was bringing defense and offense and his arrogance to play with Paul Pierce and Ray and the troop that was the group that was assembled there. So, man, is this a perfect storm? Tell you what's the perfect storm for the NBA. If you are a Portland Trail Blazer fan, how are you feeling today? Does this haul make you feel good? I mean, you got Simons, who is there as a guard. You lost some other pieces because you sent some of those pieces down to Phoenix. How's Phoenix looking?
Yeah.
The odds makers have done this one thing. They have taken Milwaukee from odds, the fourth best winning the championship, to number one winning the championship. So are the odds makers correct? So I'm going to love this situation in Milwaukee. Great town to play basketball in. But you and I have been there before.
That's Chris Thompson.
It ain't the most livable place. But look at this. Portland wasn't the most livable place. Well, it was for excitement. Milwaukee, at least Milwaukee, you know, you got Chicago right down the street.
That's
so
true.
You know, if you want to do something else, but in Portland, you were in Portland. That was essentially it. You go to Seattle from time to time, but so I don't think
that the
lifestyle is going to change. But can you compare?
I'll never forget when the first time I was heading to Milwaukee for a series. And I go, Max, what's there to do in Milwaukee? What should I do? And you go, Joe Sway, go to Chicago. That's what you do in Milwaukee.
During the playoffs, that's what I did. They had a train that left Milwaukee going to Chicago by the hour trip. I went to Chicago to go shopping.
An hour,
Now, I'll do this. How different is it in South Beach than it is in Milwaukee?
It's dark.
You're going, ooh.
It's dark. They're upset there.
So
they're upset.
I'm going to tell you this. Your basketball focus is a hell of a lot better.
I mean, the
sights in Milwaukee aren't, you can't compare those to Miami and South Beach with some of the people that I saw down in beautiful Miami. You just can't compare the two.
No, you can't even compare. And it's funny, Max, because when you first said that, when you first asked the question, I'm thinking about the organization. Like, they're sitting right now thinking to themselves, man, like, how did this happen? Like, they must have thought it was a foregone conclusion that this deal was going to happen. no matter what. But I never got that impression because I always felt like if that was the case, it would have happened already, right? And if you're Portland, I think this is a better deal than you would have, than any type of deal you would have made with Miami, because they weren't going to give you Bam. They weren't going to give you Jimmy. You know what I mean? They were trying to put those three guys together. And now at least you can walk away and say, look, we got future draft picks. We got the assets. And we also have a center in DeAndre Ayton, who was in the finals 2 years ago. You know, you mentioned Simons. You mentioned, I was just thinking right now, you know, Scoot Henderson. You know what I mean? You got some pieces to work with. And then you can see what you can make out of this Jrue Holiday deal, which I'm sure is going to bring in even more assets. And maybe a player or two, a rotational player.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Yeah, because you're right. Miami didn't have anything to give you. Miami, the best they could give you, they were saying maybe Tyler Hero.
Yep. And the second that report came out that Portland wasn't crazy about Hero, I said, yeah, it's done. It's done because that's your centerpiece. Yeah. That's the best you're going to do.
Yeah. So I think by getting – because if you are Portland, the other pieces you're able to acquire and – right. DeAndre Ayton and Scoop. And I think that maybe when you got Scoop, all of a sudden you could say, well, Dame isn't as valuable to us now because Scoop's playing essentially the same position.
And you knew how Dame saw that, right? Like, this is, you're going to get my replacement here already. Okay.
Yeah.
Clearly you aren't focused the way I am in trying to get a perennial all-star into the city. I think that's exactly that. It was at that point. I'm glad you brought that up, Mac. That we saw the disconnect between what Dame was really about and what the organization was trying to do. And I think that what the organization was trying to do is not tank per se, but try to draft the best player. And even though it happened to be at the same position, that they could. And Dame didn't like that plan at all. You know,
well, he probably didn't. But again, you have to look at your future. Dame Lillard is going to be one of the all-time greats. And now you team him up with Giannis. So you got Dame and Giannis together and Dame trying to, for the first time in his career, being able to kind of see the finals, maybe see the finals. Whereas you knew in Portland, it wasn't going to happen. He was going to get past the first round.
Right.
Maybe you tried talking about this. But right now, you're looking at the East and you look at him and Giannis together. And then I think that, you know, you also can't, you know, Giannis throwing that thing out like, well, I have to find out. I'm not ready to re-sign right now.
Right.
Because I don't know where this organization is going. Now you're looking at it going, well, I see where we're going. I like where we're going. So maybe Giannis says, hey, cool. You know what? I'll sign a long-term deal. So I think that everybody in this scenario is happy, except some of these teams right now in the East. You know, Miami just took a whack when it came to that. See, my neighbor, right, that motorcycle sound. That's my neighbor.
A Harley? Yeah, Fat Boy.
Exactly what he
has. I can hear it. It sounds like a Harley.
He has a Harley outside. So, but yeah, so I like this situation. The NBA has done itself some due diligence, some favors here. And for Dame to come there, boy, it puts a lot of pressure on the Celtics. It puts a lot of pressure on those, you know, front runners out there who were in the Eastern Conference right now. And it supposedly the way it is, if you think about it, the energy that Dame has, man, I can't imagine if he gets Dame time late in games, Giannis doesn't have to score every basket. I think there could be a match made in heaven.
That's a closer, okay? That's a bona fide closer.
He's a closer.
That Giannis is going to be playing with, you know, easily his best teammate. And obviously, you know, we talked about this, you know, a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about, man, Giannis, you just won a title 2 years ago. Like, what do you mean you're not quite sure if you want to stay in Milwaukee? Now this changes everything. You know, hours before this trade went down, the Boston Celtics would have been able to come out of the Eastern Conference, and that's over. And that's okay. That's fine. I don't think there's a significant gap between the two teams. But obviously, when you think about a 2021 Finals MVP getting a teammate like that, a guy who's hungry to win a championship, one of the top scorers in this NBA, in the NBA, one of the greatest score first point guards I've ever seen. You got to put them at the favorites, but the Celtics are right.
I think you do, and I think that's why the holiday move could be so great for the Celtics.
Right.
Because if you are Drew Holiday, and the Celtics are able to grab him, what kind of vengeance does he have when it comes to playing against Milwaukee, when it comes to playing against Dame?
Big
what
time.
What is that going to look like? So,
Max, he just did a podcast the night before, or the episode came out the day before the trade went down, and he quoted, there's a quote in there saying that I'm ready to retire. I'm a buck for life. That's right. I'm a buck for life. And the basketball guy said, man, you're going to get in trouble tomorrow. You don't even know.
Man, isn't it like Marcus Smart was the set, you know, the green hair and yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And that's the thing I want to say to fans who always get so upset with players when they want to make a move.
Mm.
But when they move you, you don't hear the outrage.
It's a business. It's a business, right? That's what they say.
Look, they're getting paid to do a job. Well, the same thing is when a guy wants to move. It's a business decision, but that business decision doesn't ring out as much when they decide to move you and send you packing and you going someplace else. I'm not mad at Milwaukee. I think it's a great deal for them, but I'm just talking about the player himself. When you have the loyalty of somebody saying, I'm a buck for life. Well, you're a buck for 24 hours. get the hell out of here. You know, bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye. You know, all that buck for life thing, fear the deer. No. You're gone. And this is probably not going to be your last stop. Your stop is right now. You've gone to Portland, but that's not going to be your last stop. They already have guards and all that stuff there. So your next stop is probably going to be maybe, and it's, if you're a Celtic fan and you're hopeful, your next stop could be maybe the Celtics. And I love Malcolm Brogdon. I waited too when I think about Drew Holiday and Brogdon. Drew might be a little bit more of a defender, just a slight, because I like Brogdon. Brogdon, great defender. I think Drew is a stronger defender with more of a post-up game. I like Brogdon scoring a little bit better, but Drew Holiday still can give you 20 at any time. And his attitude coming in playing against the Bucks could be huge if you think about who he is and what he does and the effect that he wants to have when he goes back to, say, fear the deer.
Yeah, see, Max, for me, I'm a little conflicted about it because obviously – when you think about it on paper, when you think about how dominant the starting five would be, it would easily make them the favorites. And you can say, man, this team is it. This is the one, the clear-cut favorites if they make this deal. But if you're doing this deal straight up between the Boston Celtics and the Portland Trailblazers, you're going to have to give up Malcolm Brogdon just to make the money work, right? Because he's making over $20 million. And you have to give up one of your bigs. Would you be willing to do something like that with between Rob and Al Horford? I mean, I don't know. It's worth a debate, but you wonder if it's one of those things where you look back and say, whoa, that was a panic move. Like, maybe they didn't have to do that, especially if Porzingis gets hurt If the other guy who's not traded gets hurt, all of a sudden you have a very thin front court. You know, yeah. I love the idea of Holiday coming to Boston, but I also think the Celtics team, this roster right now, can compete with the Milwaukee Bucks. You don't have to go out and give up another big to bring in a defensive guy like Jrue Holiday. And I know Marcus Smart will be missed. Don't get me wrong. But they just lost their Marcus Smart too. You know what I mean? Like,
they did.
You know?
They did. So I see where you're going. I understand what you're saying. But it's an arms race. And sometimes right. you have to make moves that might not be as popular. The thing that you're probably going to have to, you're probably right. If you are Portland, you're saying, what do you want? You want Brogdon and you want a Rob Williams. I want Rob. So now right. I have a guy who can run the floor, who can block shots, who can do things like that against a Anthony Davis right. when we play the Lakers. So I don't
know. And you have Aiden too, Max. Remember that, right?
Guys
in the mid-20s.
But this is the thing you look at if you're a player. How happy is Brogdon now after being put on the trading block? Hopefully, I think he should understand this as a professional. Look, that's just business. And let me get back to playing and let me do what I do. If they don't trade for him, I'd be just as happy because I think that what you're saying to me rings true. You're going to lose some depth.
Yeah.
And if you're the Celtics right now, especially with your bigs, you can't afford to do that. You can't afford to, like you said, Porzingis injury prone. Al not playing second night of back-to-back. Rob Williams, injury promo. So you're looking at three.
Maybe not this year, but I hear you.
You're still looking at three guys right now that you have to really think about, you know, their injuries. But that's the biggest thing to me. It's like, what are you gonna do with your bigs? What the hell can you do with your bigs if in fact you lose Rob Williams and now you're going with Porzingis, who's had had plantar fasciitis, and Al Horford, who is old man Al, is still playing well, but you can still see the rust. You can still see the years now starting to add up on Al, who has become more of a 3-point scorer than a inside post presence. So
And he's had instances, especially in the postseason, where he comes up big. Like that's when you see the increase in his numbers, right? And I'm not saying it's not going to happen this year. He has that help. The Celtics are going to be really careful with his playing time and not making sure he doesn't play in back to backs. But when it comes playoff time, I still think he's someone that can stay in front of Giannis, someone that can give Bam Adebayo or rather Joel Embiid fits. You know what I mean? Like those are the kind of guys he has to deal with, and those are the teams the Celtics are going to have to go through if they're to go back to the NBA Finals. You know,
boy, I tell you what, it's a strange time.
Meeting days after this weekend, Monday, man. It's crazy.
You think about it. Brad Stevens still goes to Marcus Smart's wedding, and that had to be a little odd. That had to be a little. Kudos to Marcus for not pulling the plug. Brad, hell man. And kudos to Brad for saying
the invitation's been revoked, Brad. So
Stevens
aren't coming to my way.
And that is what business is about. So it's gonna be interesting. I like it. I'm excited right now for Milwaukee. I'm excited about the Celtics also. They've said that Jason Tatum is going to play a lot more two guard. So you're talking essentially Derek White, Jason Brown, Porzingis, and Al Horford. Five legitimate 3-point threats.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's some excitement, and then you have Rob coming off the bench, being able to give you some of those dunks and the lobs, and Brogdon. Who else steps up? Who else is going to be that guy? Right. that, you know, right now I see seven. Who's going to be eight? Who's going to be nine?
I think you look at one of the backup wings. You know, is it Hauser? Is it one of these guys that Brad went out and signed over the summer? You know, I mean, it'll be interesting because there's that spot, there's that opportunity for guys. You know, you look at the way they address the offseason, most of these guys are, well, outside of Porzingis, well, somewhat he fits in that conversation, but they're defensive-minded guys, right? Defensive-minded wings that had some success in Cleveland, you know, in Stevens, Lamar Stevens, or, you know, a stretch shooter like Sfi, you know what I mean? Like, guys that have played that role to come in and play, you know,
but 11, 12. Who's our rookie right now?
Jordan Walsh is someone that impressed people, and
I've been hearing about him as a defender, who competes at such a high level. I mean, so I don't know. Again, that's why they pay Brad the big bucks. That's why the Celtics right now, I think, still are in great shape. And I'm like you, if it was Brogdon for Drew Holiday, I might think, yeah. But if you're Portland right now, Portland, you can't be thinking that way. But maybe you say Brogdon and a pick.
Yeah.
A pick. Maybe that would, you know, suffice. But you can't lose any more bigs. You cannot lose any more bigs. Right. You cannot do that. So I'm going to be excited about what the hell happens.
That's why this new CBA, man, it does certainly change things, because you have those guys who are going to be making 20 plus million and guys making 5 to 10. You know what I mean? So it's hard to facilitate trades where you have to match contracts and throw in guys into deals that you don't want to, but you have to, you know?
So, well, and then you also look at the salary cap, you know, where teams are going to line up with the salary cap. I mean, the salary cap has gone up, it's gone down. I mean, you look at Tatum, you're going to have to sign him next year too. Mm-hmm. So you talk between two guys that you're going to almost have over half a billion dollars between two guys in salary.
Celtics fans are going to be so tired of hearing the term second apron. They're going to be like, man, like, can these guys get anybody? Is anyone affordable? Like, that's going to be the narrative in a year or so, man. So
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm happy we had this podcast on.
Absolutely.
I got a call into a buddy who is going to break it down. You guys are going to love him. We're excited. It was really strange. I let you guys in on something which happened to me, and you know, as I was sitting here in Charlotte, and I get a call from a guy that I really competed against the whole time. I'm gonna have him on the podcast, but it was Bernard King. You know, some guy that I hated during the 80s.
You guys have battles.
Yeah, just called me up out of the blue. Hey, can we have dinner? I'm like, Dana, where are you at? She's like, I'm in Boston. I was like, no, I'm not in Boston. I'm actually in Charlotte. So I do want to get back with him and reminisce. And we got some pieces coming up. But, man, you know, we want to thank you. Thank you guys for hanging in there. You know, I've had my summer off now. And time for us to get back to work. And no better thing than Dame Lillard coming to Milwaukee and letting us talk about it. And, you know, we'd love to have your comments. Smash that like button, subscribe. Again, you only make us stronger.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Next week, we'll have all the reaction from Celtics Media Day going down at the Auerbach Center this year. I'm really glad it's happening there. And with everything going on and the quotes that I'm sure are going to come up from that day, Malcolm Brogdon addressing the media for the first time since the Celtics were eliminated, Jason Tatum, you know, there's going to be so many storylines coming out of that. So we'll recap it for you and, of course, talk about what's going on across the NBA. It's the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. He's Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. This episode, just like every episode, sponsored by our good friends over at FanDuel. Head to FanDuel.com/Boston and sign up if you haven't already. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. We'll see you guys next week. He is Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. We'll see you guys then.